You're Mountain Rock, Q94, Gary Lee hanging out with you, and again, we're continuing our tour of area high school football teams, and once again, we're joined with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel Wyatt, and you know, we kind of, again, our first episode, we talked about the off season, and then we followed that up with the offense. Well, now it's the defense, and you've got a new addition to the Zizzer coaching staff that is really not going to be a stranger to a lot of people listening.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. That gives me a chance to, you know, talk about our coaches a little bit before we get to our defense, because, you know, you mentioned this one particular position coach on defense. Well, we've got two on the offensive side as well. So we got three new coaches. So very similar to what we had last year. I'll start with the offensive side. We've got Jacob Womack, which familiar name.
Yeah.
You know, the son of Scott, the girls basketball coach. So Jacob's coming from Springfield Central, where he was there for a couple years. So great pickup for us. He's going to work with our receivers. He's done a great job with them, and we're excited about him. And then on the offensive line, we got Drew Crawford. He's come from Paragould, Arkansas, where he was there the last year. He's also a Paragould graduate, but he was there for a year. So, man, he's just been a ball of fire for us. You know, he's what you really want in an offensive line coach. I mean, he coaches every play. He's on them, and you know, that's his baby, that offensive line, and he's really done a great job with them. And then on the defensive side that you mentioned, you know, we just got hired this past week, so he is during dead week, so he is yet to be on the field with the guys. So we'll find out how that goes tonight. And that's Brock Kanegi from Mountain View Liberty. And you know, his record speaks for itself, not only as his long run there with Coach Ackland as the DC, mm-hmm. and all their district titles and quarterfinals, and but the 3 years as he was the head coach, two district titles and undefeated regular season his last year. So
yeah.
You know, he's you know, when you think about guys in the area that have done it for a long time and been successful on the defensive side of the ball, you know, he's got to be one of the first names that pops up. So he's going to coach our defensive line, and that'll move Coach Dixon back to his original home of defensive backs. And then we've still got Coach Smith coaching our linebackers as he returns there, and then Coach Hoops returns, and he'll be coaching our running backs again.
Well, that's pretty solid coaching staff.
I'm excited. You know, when you get new people on staff, you know, you got to, as a head coach, you know, you got to coach the coaches, mm-hmm. because what, you know, they've learned or what they did or what they were allowed to do may have been something totally different than mm-hmm. than the way we want things done. And, you know, it's been pretty smooth. I mean, Jacob and Drew have just been great. And the thing about them that I'm about all of our coaches, you know, they're not just there for the football. They're there on the weight room days. And you know, it's just every day being around kids, trying to build that relationship. And then the same thing with Brock. I'm excited to get going with him. I don't think it's going to be any major learning curve, because you know, they've had it going, mm-hmm. Doing it the right way for a long time. So I'm sure there's going to be some differences in the way Coach Ackland did things, or the way even Brock did things, and the way I do things. But you know, I know Brock is going to be a great hand for us.
Well, that defensive side of the ball, you know, you had a solid defense last year, so how is it looking headed into this 23-24 school year?
Well, what people don't really realize, unless you kind of study us and go back, is, you know, we only got four starters back on offense and three on defense. You know, we got Alex Judd, back at linebacker. He led us in tackles, and you know, he's going to be our signal caller. Rylan Kinslow at corner, and Will Stauffer at corner. So, but a little bit of that is misleading in a sense that Jackson Hunter got a lot of reps at defensive end. Briggs Houston got a lot of reps at safety. And so, you know, it's three starters back on paper. But, you know, we've got six, seven guys with experience coming back, and it all starts there with Judd in the middle. He's changed his body, 210 pounds. You know, one time he was at 200. You know, he'd lost over 20 pounds.
Wow.
And, you know, no belly fat. He looks lean, looks good, and
looks like a football player.
And that being said, he's gotten stronger. You know, usually when you lose some weight, you might lose a little strength. He's gotten stronger. He's had a real good off season. So, you know, Alex, is he's going to be solid for us right there in the middle.
Probably, would you say that some there's, you know, opportunities for lots of other players to step up on the offense, but probably there's – better opportunities on defense for kids to step up that's willing to stick their nose in it and play some, you know, rough and tough scissor football.
Yeah, there's, you know, again, with only three starters back and then some more, you know, that got some reps, but there's still, you know, we've got to find some D linemen and you know, we got to find some safeties. You know, with that being said, we lost all those linebackers, but Alex, but, you know, we think – Lance Norden, who played some DN outside linebacker last year, you know, he's going to be rolled in there. Dawson Howell can play with his hand in the ground or an inside linebacker. And then the sophomores that I mentioned in the earlier segment, and Warren Lawson, Luke Cropper, Jackson Taylor, you know, those guys, They got bright futures ahead of them, so we're excited about those. And then our corners are Rylan and Will. They've got a lot of experience under their belt. You know, Rylan was our best cover guy last year, and you know, we're expecting big things from him. And then Will on the other side, you know, he's, you know, straight line speed. He's the fastest guy on our team. So, you know, we had some coverage breakdowns this summer. We've got to be a little bit better in coverage, and hopefully, you know, that'll come in time, just reps. But you know, we're excited about that side of the ball, and Coach Dixon, Coach Smith, and now with Coach Kanegi, we feel like we've got a really solid staff on defense.
All right, again, head coach of the West Plains Scissors, Joel Wyatt. Our final segment will be coming your way tomorrow morning when we look at the schedule and the Jamboree and that first home game. That'll come up tomorrow morning right here on the Mountain of Rock, Q94.